Jai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. Sai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. Sai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. Sai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. Sai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. Sai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
श्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजम् ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवते धीनामवित्रयवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय ॐ नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव उतो दयिषभे नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः या दयिषुः शिवतमा शिवं बभूवते धनुः शिवा शरव्याया तवतया नो रुद्रमृडया या ते रुद्रशिवा तनुरघोरा पापकाशिनी तयानस्तनु वाशन्तमया गिरिशन्ताभिजाकशीः यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे शिवाम् गिरित्रताम् कुरु ഗുരുമാഖിഗുംസി പുരുഷം ജഗത് ശിവേന വചസാ ത്വാ ഗിരിശാച്ഛാവദാമസി യഥാ നഃ സർവമിജ്ജഗദ യക്ഷ്മഗും സുമനാസത് അദ്യവോചദധിവക്താ പ്രഥമോ ദൈവ്യോഭിഷക് അഹീഗുശ്ച സർവാഞ്ജം ഭയം സർവാശ്ച യാതു ധാന്യഃ അസൌ യസ്താമ്രോ അരുണ ഉത ബഭ്രുസ്സു മംഗളഃ യേ ദേവാഗും രുദ്രാ അഭിതോ ദിക്ഷുശ്രിതാ സഹസ്രശോ വൈശാഗും ഹേരവീമഹേ അസൌയോ വസർപതി നീലഗ്രീവോ വിലോഹിതഃ ഉതൈനം ഗോപാ അദൃശന്നദൃശന്നുദഹാര്യഃ ഉതൈനം വിശ്വാ ഭൂതാനി സദൃഷ്ടോ മൃഡയാതിനഃ നമോ അസ്തു നീലഗ്രീവായ സഹസ്രാക്ഷായ മീഹുജേ അധോ യേ അസ്യ സത്വാനോഹം തേഭ്യോ ഗരം നമഃ പ്രമുഞ്ച ധന്വനസ്ത്വമുഭയോരാത്മിയോർജ്യാം യാസ്യ ദേഹസ്ത ഇശവ പരാതാ ഭഗവോ വപാ അവതത്യ ധനുസ്ത്വഗും സഹസ്രാക്ഷശതേഷുധേ നിശീര്യ ശല്യാനാം മുഖാ ശിവോ ന സുമനാഭവാ വിജ്യം ധനു കപർദിനോ വിശല്യോ ബാണവാഗും ഉദാ അനേശന്നശേഷവ ആഭുരസ്യ നിശംഗതിഃ യാതേ ഹേതിർമീഡുഷ്ട മഹസ്തേ ബഭൂവതേ ധനുഃ തയാസ്മാന് വിശ്വതസ്ത്വമയക്ഷ്മയാ പരിഭുജാ നമസ്തേ അസ്ത്വായുധായാനാതതായ ദൃഷ്ണവേ ഉഭാഭ്യാമുതതേ നമോ ബാഹുഭ്യാം തവ ധന്വനേ പരിതേ ധന്വനോ ഹേതിരസ്മാന് വൃണക്തു വിശ്വതഃ അധോ യിഷുധിസ്തവാരേ അസ്മന്നിധേഹിതം നമസ്തേ അസ്തു ഭഗവന് വിശ്വേശ്വരായ മഹാദേവായ ത്രയംബകായ ത്രിപുരാന്തകായ ത്രികാഗ്നികാലായ കാലാഗ്നിരുദ്രായ നീലകണ്ഠായ മൃത്യുഞ്ജയായ സർവേശ്വരായ സദാശിവായ ശ്രീമന്മഹാദേവായ നമഃ നമോ ഹിരണ്യവാഹവേ സേനാന്യേ ദിശാം ച പതയേ നമോ നമോ വൃക്ഷേഭ്യോ ഹരികേശേഭ്യ പശൂനാം പതയേ നമോ നമ ചസ്പിഞ്ജരായ ശ്രീമതേ പഥീനാം പതയേ നമോ നമോ ബബ്ലുഷായ വ്യാധിനേന്നാനാം പതയേ നമോ നമോ ഹരികേശായോപവീതിനേ പുഷ്ടാനാം പതയേ നമോ നമോ ഭവസ്യ ഹേത്യേ ജയതാം പതയേ നമോ നമോ രുദ്രായ തഥാ വിനേ ക്ഷേത്രാണാം പതയേ നമോ നമഃ സൂതായ ഹന്ത്യായ വനാനാം പതയേ നമോ നമോ ലോഹിതായ സ്തപതയേ വൃക്ഷാണാം പതയേ നമോ നമോ മന്ത്രിണേ വാണിജായ കക്ഷാണാം പതയേ നമോ നമോ ഭുവന്തയേ വാരിവസ്കൃതായൗഷധീനാം പതയേ നമോ നമ ഉച്ചൈർഘോഷായ ക്രന്ദയ ദേവത്രീനാം പതയേ നമോ നമ കൃഷ്ണപീതായ ധാവതേ തത്വനാം പതയേ നമഃ నమః సహమానాయ నిర్వ్యాధినాద్వ్యాధినీనాం పతయే నమో నమః కతుహాయ నిషంగినే సేనానాం పతయే నమో నమో నిషంగిణ ఇషుధిమతి చక్రాణాం పతయే నమో నమో వంచతే పరివంచతే సాయూనాం పతయే నమో నమో నిచేరవే పరిచరాయారణ్యానాం పతయే నమో నమః శ్రుకాదిభ్యోం సభ్యో ఉష్ణరాం పతయే నమో నమో శ్రీమద్భ్యో రక్తం జరద్య ప్రవృందాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉష్ణీషిణే చరాయ కులుంచానాం పతయే నమో నమ ఇషుమద్భ్యో రన్వారిభ్యో నమో నమ ఆతన్వానేభ్య ప్రతిదధానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆయచ్చద్భ్యో విసృజద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమోస్యభ్యో విద్యద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆసీనేభ్య శయానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ స్వపద్భ్యో జాగ్రద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తిష్టద్భ్యో ధావద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ సభాభ్యః సభాపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో అశ్వేభ్యోశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమాభ్యాధినేభ్యో వివిధ్యందేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఉగణాభ్యశ్రుగుంహరేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో గృత్సేభ్యో గృత్సపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో భ్రాతేభ్యో భ్రాతపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో గణేభ్యో గణపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో విరూపేభ్యో విశ్వరూపేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మహద్భ్యః క్షుల్లకేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథిభ్యో రథేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథేభ్యో రథపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్సేనాభ్యశ్చేనానిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః శత్రుభ్యః సంగ్రహీతృభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తక్షభ్యో రథకారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః కులారేభ్యః కర్మారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః పుంజిష్టేభ్యో నిషారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఇషుకృద్భ్యో ధన్వకృద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మృగయుభ్యశ్వనిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమశ్వభ్యశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమో భవాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమః శర్వాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమో నీలగ్రీవాయ చ శితికంఠాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ వ్యుక్తకేశాయ చ నమః సహస్రాక్షాయ చ శతధన్వనే చ నమో గిరిశాయ చ శిబిభిష్టాయ చ నమో మీరుష్టమాయ చేషుమతే చ నమో హ్రస్వాయ చ వామనాయ చ నమో బృహదే చ వర్షీయసే చ నమో వృద్ధాయ చ సమృద్ధనే చ నమో అగ్ర్యాయ చ ప్రథమాయ చ నమః ఆశవే చిరాయ చ నమః శీఘ్రియాయ చ శీభ్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్మ్యాయ చ వస్వన్యాయ చ నమః శ్రోతస్యాయ చ దీప్యాయ చ నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ చ కనిష్ఠాయ చ నమః పూర్వజాయ చ పరజాయ చ నమో మధ్యమాయ చ పగల్భాయ చ నమో జఘన్యాయ చ బుద్ధియాయ చ నమః सोऽभ्याय च प्रतिसर्याय च नमो याम्याय च क्षेम्याय च नम उर्वर्याय च खल्याय च नम श्लोक्याय चावसान्याय च नमो वन्याय च रक्षाय च नम श्रवाय च प्रतिश्रवाय च नम आशुषेणाय चाशुरथाय च नम शूराय चावभिन्धते च नमो वर्मिणे च वरूदिने च नमो बिल्मिने च कवचिने च नम श्रुताय च श्रुतसेनाय च नमो दुन्दुभ्याय च हनन्याय च नमो कृष्णवे च प्रवृषाय च नमो दूताय च प्रहिताय च नमो निषङ्गिणे चेषु धीमते च नमः तीक्ष्णे च वेदायुधिने च नमः स्वायुधाय च सुधन्वने च नमः श्रुत्याय च पथ्याय च नमः काट्याय च नीप्याय च नमः शोध्याय च सरस्याय च नमो नाद्याय च वैशन्ताय च नमः कोप्याय च भट्याय च नमो वर्ष्याय च वर्ष्याय च नमो मेघ्याय च विद्युत्याय च नमः ईद्र्याय च तप्याय च नमो वात्याय च रेष्म्याय च नमो वास्तव्याय च वास्तुवाय च ॐ हर 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 ॐ नमः सोमाय च रुद्राय च नमः ताम्राय च रुणाय च नमः शङ्गाय च पशुपतये च नम उग्राय च भीमाय च नमो अग्रे वधाय च दूरे वधाय च नमो अन्ध्रे च हरीयते च नमो वृक्षेभ्यो हरिकेशेभ्यो नमस्ताराय नमः शम्भवे च मयोभवे च नमः शङ्कराय च मयस्कराय च नमः शिवाय च शिवतराय च नमः तीर्थ्याय च कोल्याय च नमः पार्याय च भार्याय च नमः प्रतरणाय चोत्तरणाय च नमः आधार्याय च दाद्याय च नमः शस्प्याय च भेन्याय च नमः श्रीकत्याय च प्रवाह्याय च नम हिरण्याय च प्रपथ्याय च नमः किगुंशिलाय च शयनाय च नमः कपर्दिने च पुलस्त्रये च नमो गोष्ठ्याय च गृह्याय च नमः तल्प्याय च गेह्याय च नमः काट्याय च गह्वरेष्ठाय च नमो हृदय्याय च निरेष्ट्याय च नमः पारुंसव्याय च रजस्याय च नमः शुष्क्याय च हरित्याय च नमो लोप्याय जोम्याय च नमः ऊर्व्याय च सूर्ण्याय च नमः पर्ण्याय च पर्णशद्याय च नमो पगुरमाणाय चाभिघ्नते च नमः आखिदते च प्रखिदते च नमो वक्किरिकेभ्यो देवानागुं हृदयेभ्यो नमो विक्षीणकेभ्यो नमो विचिन्वत्केभ्यो नमः आनिर्हतेभ्यो नमः आमीवत्केभ्यः द्रापे अन्धसस्पते दरिद्रन्नीलोहिता येषाम् पुरुषाणामेषाम् पशूनाम् माभिर्मा रोमो येषाम् किञ्च नाममत् या ते रुद्र शिवा तनो शिवा विश्वाः भेषजे शिवा रुद्रस्य भेषजे दयानो मृणजीवसे ಇಮಾಗುಂ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ತವಸೇ ಕಪರ್ದಿನೇ ಕ್ಷಯದ್ವೀರಾಯ ಪ್ರಭರಾಮಹೇ ಮತಿಂ ಯಥಾ ನಶ್ಯಮಸದ್ವಿಪದೇ ಚತುಷ್ಪದೇ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಪುಷ್ಟಂ ಗ್ರಾಮೇ ಅಸ್ಮಿನ್ನನಾತುರಂ ಮೃಡಾನೋ ರುದ್ರೋತನೋ ಮಯಸ್ಕೃತಿ ಕ್ಷಯದ್ವೀರಾಯ ನಮಸಾ ವಿಧೇಮತೇ ಯಚ್ಛಂ ಚಯೋಶ್ಚ ಮನುರಾಯಜೇ ಪಿತಾ ತದಶ್ಯಾಮದವ ರುದ್ರ ಪ್ರಣೀತೌ ಮಾನೋ ಮಹಾಂತ ಮುತಮಾನೋ ಅರ್ಭಕಂ ಮಾನ ಉಕ್ಷಂತ ಮುತಮಾನ ಉಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಮಾನೋ ವಧೇ ಪಿತರಂ ಮೋತ ಮಾತರಂ ಪ್ರಿಯಮಾನಸ್ತನುವೋ ರುದ್ರರೀರಿಷಃ ಮಾನಸ್ತೋಕೇತನ ಯೇ ಮಾನ ಆಯುಷಿ ಮಾನೋ ಗೋಷು ಮಾನೋ ಅಶ್ವೇಷು ರೀರಿಷಃ ವೀರಾನ್ಮಾನೋ ರುದ್ರಭಾಮಿದೋ ವಧೇರ್ಹವಿಷ್ಮಂತೋ ನಮಸಾ ವಿಧೇಮತೇ ಆರಾತೆ ಗೋಘ್ನ ಉತ ಪೂರುಷಗ್ನೇ ಕ್ಷಯದ್ವೀರಾಯ ಸುಂ ನಮಸ್ಮೇತೆ ಅಸ್ತು ರಕ್ಷಾಚನೋ ಅಧಿ ಚ ದೇವ ಬ್ರೂಹ್ಯಧಾಚನ ಶರ್ಮ ಯಚ್ಛದ್ವಿಬರ್ಹಾ ಸುಭಿಶ್ರುತಂ ಗರ್ತ ಸದಂ ಯುವಾನಂ ಮೃಗನ್ನ ಭೀಮಮುಪಹತ್ನು ಮುಗ್ರಂ ಮೃಡಾ ಚರಿತ್ರೇ ರುದ್ರಸ್ತವಾನೋ ಅನ್ಯಂತೇ ಅಸ್ಮನ್ನಿವ ಪಂತು ಸೇನಾ ಪರಿಣೋ ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ ಭೇದಿರ್ವೃಣತ್ತು ಪರಿತ್ವೇಷಸ್ಯ ದುರ್ಮತಿರಘಾಯೋ ಅವಸ್ಥಿರಾ ಮಘವದ್ವ್ಯಸ್ತನುಷ್ವಮೀಡ್ವಸ್ತೋಕಾಯತನಯಾಯ ಮೃಡಯಾ ಮೀಡುಷ್ಟಮಶಿವತಮಶಿವೋ ನಃ ಸುಮನಾಭವಾ ಪರಮೇ ವೃಕ್ಷ ಆಯುಧನ್ ನಿಧಾಯ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ವಸಾನ ಆಚರ ಪಿನಾಕಂ ಬಿಭ್ರದಾಗಹೇ ವಿಕಿರಿತ ವಿಲೋಹಿತ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಅಸ್ತು ಭಗವಃ ಯಾಸ್ತೆ ಸಹಸ್ರಗುಂ ಹೇತಯೋನ್ಯಮಸ್ಮನ್ನಿವ ಪಂಥುತಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಣಿ ಸಹಸ್ರಧಾ ಬಾಹುವೋಸ್ತವ ಹೇತಯಃ ಸಾಮೀಶಾನೋ ಭಗವ ಪರಾಜೀನಾ ಮುಖಾಗೃಹೆ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಣಿ ಸಹಸ್ರಶೋ ಯೇ ರುದ್ರ ಅಧಿಭೂಮ್ಯಾ ತೇಷಾಗುಂ ಸಹಸ್ರಯೋ ಜನೇ ವಧನ್ವಾನಿ ತನ್ಮಸೇ ಅಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಮಹತ್ಯರ್ನವೇಂದರಿಕ್ಷೇ ಭವಾ ಅಧೇ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾಸಿ ಕಂಠ ಶರ್ವಾ ಅಧಃ ಕ್ಷಮಾಚರಾ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾಸಿ ಕಂಠಾದಿವಗುಂ ರುದ್ರ ಉಪಶ್ರಿತಾ ಯೇ ವೃಕ್ಷೇಷು ತಸ್ಪಿಂಜರಾ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾ ವಿಲೋಹಿತಾ ಯೇ ಭೂತಾನಾಮಧಿಪತಯೋ ವಿಶಿಖಾಸ ಕಪರ್ದಿನಃ ಯೇ ಅನ್ಯೇಷು ವಿವಿಧ್ಯಂತಿ ಪಾತ್ರೇಷು ಪಿಬತೋ ಜನಾನ ಯೇ ಪಥಾಂ ಪಥಿ ರಕ್ಷಯ ಐಲಭೃದಾಯ ವ್ಯುಧಃ ಯೇ ತೀರ್ಥಾನಿ ಪ್ರಚರಂತಿ ಸೃಗಾವಂತೋ ನಿಷಂಗಿಣಃ ಯ ಏತಾವಂತಶ್ಚ ಭೂಯಾಗುಂಸಶ್ಚ ದಿಶೋ ರುದ್ರಾವಿತಸ್ಥಿರೇ ತೇಷಾಗುಂ ಸಹಸ್ರಯೋ ಜನೇ ವಧನ್ವಾನಿ ತನ್ಮಸೇ ನಮೋ ರುದ್ರೇಭ್ಯೋ ಯೇ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಾಂ ಯೇಂತರಿಕ್ಷೆ ಯೇ ದಿವಿಯೇಷಾಮನ್ನಂ ವಾತೋ ವರುಷಮಿಷವಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ದಶ ಪ್ರಾಚೇರ್ದಶ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾ ದಶ ಪ್ರದೇಶೇರ್ದಶೋ ದೇಶೇರ್ದಶೋರ್ಧ್ವಾಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನೋ ಮೃಳಯಂತು ದೇಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಮೋ ಯಶ್ಚ ನೋ ದ್ವೇಷಿತಂ ಭೋಜಂ ಭೇ ದಧಾಮಿ ತ್ರಯಂಬರಂ ಯಜಾಮಹೇ ಗಂಧಿಂ ಪುಷ್ಟಿವರ್ಧನಂ ಉರ್ವಾರುಕಮಿವ ಬಂಧನಾನ್ ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮುಕ್ಷೀಯಮಾಮೃತಾ यो रुद्र अग्नौ यो अप्सु य ओषधीषु यो रुद्र विश्वा भुवन विदेश तस्मै रुद्राय नमो अस्तु एते सहस्रमयुतं पाशा मृत्यो मत्याय हन्तवे तान् यज्ञस्य मायया सर्वानवयजामहे मृत्यवे स्वाहा मृत्यवे स्वाहा प्राणानां ग्रन्थिरसि रुद्रो मा विशान्तकः तेनान्येनाप्यायस्वा नमो रुद्राय विष्णवे मृत्युर्मे पाहि तमुष्टु हियस्तु शुस्तु धन्वायो विश्वस्य क्षयति भेषजस्य यक्ष्वा महेशौ मनसाय रुद्रम् नमो भृद्देवमसुरन्धुवस्य अयम् मे हस्तो भगवान् अयम् मे भगवत्तरः अयम् मे विश्वभेषजो यगुम् शिवाभिमरुषणः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ छं च मे मयश्च मे प्रियं च मेनु कामश्च मे कामश्च मे सौ मनसश्च मे भद्रं च मे श्रेयश्च मे वस्यश्च मे यशश्च मे भगश्च मे द्रविणं च मे यन्ता च मे धर्ता च मे क्षेमश्च मे धृतिश्च मे विश्वं च मे महश्च मे संविच्च मे ज्ञात्रं च मे सोश्च मे प्रसोश्च मे धीरं च मे लयश्च मरुतं च मे मृतं च मे यक्ष्मं च मे नामयश्च मे धीवातुश्च मे दीर्घायुत्वं च मे न मित्रं च मे भयं च मे सुगं च मे शयनं च मे सोषा च मे सुदिनं च मे ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्ठवागुंसस्तनोभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्ष्यो अरिष्ठनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः अथसो व्याख्यास्यामः ब्रह्मा ऋषिः गायत्री छन्दः आदित्यो देवता हंसः सोऽहमग्निनारायणयुक्तम् वीरम् हृल्लेखा शक्तिः वियदादिसर्गसंयुक्तम् कीलकम् चतुर्विध पुरुषार्थसिद्ध्यर्थे विनियोगः षट्स्वरारूढेन बीजेन षडङ्गम् रक्ताम्बुजसंस्थितम् सप्तास्वरदिनम् हिरण्यवर्णम् चतुर्भुजम् पद्मद्वयाभयवरदहस्तम् कालचक्रप्रणेतारम् श्रीसूर्यनारायणम् य एवम् वेद स वै ब्राह्मणः ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वः सवितुर्वरेण्यम् वर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात् सूर्य आत्मा जगतस्तस्तु षश्च सूर्याद्वै खल्विमानि भूतानि जायन्ते
स्तुर्याद्यज्ञः पर्जन्यो नमात्मा नमस्ते आदित्य त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् कर्म कर्तासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् विष्णुरसि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् रुद्रोऽसि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् ऋगसि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् यजुरसि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् सामासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षमथर्वासि त्वमेव सर्वम् छन्दोऽसि आदित्याद्वायुर्जायते आदित्याद्भूमिर्जायते आदित्यादापो जायन्ते आदित्याज्योतिर्जायते आदित्याद्व्योमदिशो जायन्ते आदित्याद्देवा जायन्ते आदित्याद्वेदा जायन्ते आदित्यो वा एष एतन्मण्डलम् दपते अदावादित्यो ब्रह्मा आदित्योऽन्तःकरणमनो बुद्धिचित्ताहङ्काराः आदित्यो वै व्यानसमानोदानोपानप्राणः आदित्यो वै श्रोत्रत्वक्चक्षुरसनग्राणाः आदित्यो वै वाक्पाणिपादपायोपस्थाः आदित्यो वै शब्दस्पर्शरूपरसगन्धाः आदित्यो वै वचनादानागमनविसर्गानन्दाः आनन्दमयो विज्ञानमयो विज्ञानघन आदित्यः नमो मित्राय भानवे मृत्योर्मा पाहि ब्राजिष्णवे विश्वहेतवे नमः सूर्याद्भवन्ति भूतानि सूर्येण पालितानि तु सूर्ये लयम् प्राप्नुवन्ति यः सूर्यस्सोऽहमेव च चक्षुर्न देवः सविता चक्षुर्न उत पर्वतः चक्षुर्दाता ददातुनः आदित्याय विद्महे सहस्रकिरणाय धीमहि तन्नः सूर्यप्रचोदयात् स्वस्ति प्रजाभ्यः परिपालयन्ताम् न्यायेन मार्गेण महीमहिषाः गोब्राह्मणेभ्यः शुभमस्तु नित्यम् समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु
Sairam, dear listeners, you are now listening to the live proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanthi Nilayam, Sairam.
మీరు ప్రస్తుతం ప్రశాంతి నిలయం సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం
సుతరామగమ్యః యస్యాకృతిః పూర్ణదయాంబురాసిః ఆనందదో యస్య చ దృష్టిపాతః తం సత్యసాయీశమహం ప్రపద్యే. మై మోస్ట్ హంబుల్ ప్రణామ్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై మదర్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ మాస్టర్ రెస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్ అండ్ మై డియర్ సిస్టర్స్ అండ్ బ్రదర్స్ టుడే వీ ఆర్ గ్యాదర్డ్ హియర్ ది అలమ్నై ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి యూనివర్సిటీ ఫ్రమ్ ఇండియా అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది వరల్డ్ టు బి పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్రేమ బంధం. When I think of Prema Bandham, I'd like to pose a question. Just keep thinking about it. What is this Prema Bandham? Why is it Prema Bandham and something, not something else? Who is the Prema Bandham, the bond of love between? I'd like to recall a small conversation that had occurred between my mother and Swami a while ago, and I think it's very appropriate. My mother asked Swami, Swami, Vishnu had the Sri Chakra and the mace with him as his weapons, and Rama had the bow and arrow. How come you have no weapons? Swami said, Bangaru, my only weapon is love. But my mother didn't stop there. She said, but Swami, Vishnu, Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Allah, everyone is the same. Swami said, no. Amma, if I said Rama came and lifted the Govardhanagiri, will you accept it? No. If I said Rama killed Kamsa, will you accept it? No. Every avatar had its purpose, a very specific dharana, the way, the look and feel, if you will. And Swami's mission, purpose, and everything that is about Swami is love. You might wonder, this is a question that kept coming back to me as I think about it. It is easy to love something that is very tangible. I can love an iPad 2. I can love an iPhone 5 that's not even out yet. I can love the Facebook because I can share pictures and say I'm having coffee now or something like that. But how is it that we can experience the love that Swami is here to share with us? I'd like to take you all back a few years just to narrate a small experience that shows Swami's love in action. This was the year 1989, and we were part of the graduating class, 12th standard, and after a lot of penance and intense prayers, Swami had given us his blessings to go into the interview room, and we were 84 of us fitting into the small interview room. And as we sat, you know, if it was for another chancellor, I'm not sure what the questions would have been or what the conversation would have been like. But you know, can you guess what Swami's first question was? Swami said, breakfast chesara? Did you eat your breakfast? The beauty of this avatar is it's all simplicity. It's very, very simple. There is nothing complex about Swami. If you come across a situation where Swami's message is not clear and you're going back and forth and, you know, twisting your arm, there's something wrong, because Swami is absolute simplicity. And the Swami then joked. He said, you know, unlike your regular idli, dosa, sambar, I'll give you a special breakfast today, because none of us had breakfast that day. We were doing this for a few days because we said, this is it, Swami, we need your blessings. And so Swami actually asked the student Rahul Harlalka, sitting right in front of his feet, to fold his palms, and he created fresh dessert, sweet laddu, for 84 of us. I can still feel the fragrance. It's been 22 years. The point is not that Swami has created and that's why he's God. No. The point is, he is able to show us what the love he's talking about and how we can experience it. And not only he created the laddu, he actually distributed it to all 84 of us. And only when we all had our breakfast, that's when he started talking to us. And the one message that I'd like to share from that interview is, Swami told us, you've been here, you're graduating, you're going out of the campus. Many of you will be taking up professional degrees and so on and so forth. But remember, Swami is always with you in your heart. On that note, Swami had mentioned to us in another interview, I'd like to say that here. Mandiram lo ledu Bhagavantudu. God is not in the mandir. Masjid lo ledu Bhagavantudu. God is not in the masjid. Church lo ledu Bhagavantudu. God is not in the church. Hridayam lo unnadu Bhagavantudu. God is right here. Take him with you wherever you go. Kadiki poyina akkadiki vastu untadu, he said. And to me, that is extremely important for us to keep in mind, that Swami is with us in our hearts always. And on that note, I want to share an experience in which he had shown us what he means when he says something. Swami is satya parakramha. When he says something, it is truth, nothing but truth. Ni inta venta kanta janta untanu, he says. We could take him for granted. You know, Swami used to say, Sundara Suluvuga Dorikina Sundara Saini Chulakana Cheyaka Chudumura. Just because I've come to you so easily, don't take me for granted. So when he says, Ni inta kanta venta janta untanu, you really have to believe it. And if you really believe it, he will show it to you. He will never fail. A short experience I want to share on this note, which I have never shared before. Only recently I shared my last talk I gave in Boston just last week. This was 1998, and we were in the interview room. Swami performed a marriage. And in that interview, my mother asked Swami, Swami, my son is very far in Boston. You have to take care of him. Then Swami looked at me and said, Chala duram eltunnao. Not from me, from your parents. You're going very far. But I will always be with you. In 1998, later in that year, my parents had come to visit us, and we were going to Niagara, the pilgrim place, I guess, for many of the tourists. On our way, we got very late, and it was late in the night, so I had to take an exit because we were running low on gas, and so I took an exit. I was not very familiar with the roads. And assuming that it was a multiple lane highway with divider in between, I was driving on the wrong side. It was pitch dark. And suddenly I see big flashlights right in front of my eyes. And then my mother in the back seat screamed, Sairam, Sairam, Sairam. And then fraction of a second, as if we were airlifted, the car was lifted up and put on the next lane. And within a fraction of a second, I look in the back rearview mirror, and the pickup truck was going really fast. To me, that is what Swami means. This is just a small experience. Swami said, all of these are not for exhibition. Pradarshana kadu nidarshane. This is just an evidence of my divinity. On this note, I want to share an experience that happened, a conversation that happened between me and Swami almost 24 years ago. There was some news in the media that I was very frustrated with. And I brought this up with Swami. And I actually used some harsh words there, which I wouldn't repeat here. But and Swami said, immediately Swami came back to me and said, is there good? Can you take something away from that news that you read? Is there anything that they're doing good you can take away? Then take it. If you don't see anything good, ignore it. The reason I'm saying that is that there was a beautiful lesson that Swami taught me then. When we say, you know, education brings humility, what is humility? It is the ability to see good in others. And Swami taught me that. As much as I was frustrated and agitated, and I brought this up to Swami, Swami was so calm. He said, is there anything good in that Bangaru? Take it. If not, ignore it. See good in everyone. Everyone here, everyone that we touch in our lives is noble soul. And that's how Swami exemplified. Like that. Swami doesn't need any time to think because he is all compassionate. And then he said one thing that really rings in my ears even today. Satyam okate bangaru, he said. Because I was a little frustrated with the way things were in portrayed in the newspaper. Then Swami said, Satyam okate bangaru, truth is one. Truth doesn't change. Truth is eternal. And Swami always saw good. And he said, Yes anuvariki, yes anura, no anuvariki, no anura, no yesulu me, no tikekani, saiki sarvam, yes. For you there may be no's and yeses, but for Swami is always yes. So when I asked the question initially, what is this prema bandham? Between who and who? It is between you and Swami. It is between us and Swami. There is absolutely no reason for a middleman. There is absolutely no reason for anybody in the middle. It is a direct connection. But it is mutual. When Swami expressed his love, so much compassion in that initial breakfast situation I described, it is not one way. It is mutual. I'd like to narrate a very small thing that we used to do back in those days in mid-80s. It used to be there was no shelter and it used to be hot, scorching sands. And Swami used to come out and walk barefoot in the hot, scorching sands at 3:30, 4 every day. And many of the students sitting on the side in the veranda used to put their palms so that Swami can walk on the palms. I'd like to call out that how many of us today are stretching our palms so that Swami can walk on our palms? I'd like to conclude in saying one thing. Once my mother said to Swami, Swami, your message must reach every house. Inti intiki mi message Swami vellal Swami. Inti intiki kadu bangaru, inchi inchiki veltindi. He said, inchi inchiki, every inch my message will go. Inti intiki kadu bangaru, inchi inchiki veltindi. And we are so fortunate to be part of this. I will end with this beautiful poem that Swami had composed long, long time ago. Not the whole poem, I will just say the line. Manava dhairyame manchi eruvuga premadharale panta vittuluga bhakte varshamu bhavame darul brahmanandame pandari panta satya dharmamu shanti premalato me nitya jivana yatra saginchu. With the courage as a fertilizer, Bhakte Varshamu, the devotion of rain, continue your life and live the Satya Dharma Shanti Prema values. Very beautifully narrated in that poem. It is my good privilege and an honor to introduce our guest speaker, Brother Sri Ravi Shankar. Brother Ravi Shankar came to Swami in 1960s. He was a student here between 1981 and 86, and Swami blessed him with the gold medal, all-round gold medal, in 1985. And then Swami commanded him to teach in Vrindavan in 1986, and he taught until 1992. A short diversion. Brother Ravi Shankar's grandfather, as many of you know, Gandikota Subramanya Shastri Garu, the revealer of Sai Gayatri, Swami called him Rishi. And his father, Gandikota Subbarao Garu, was in the UN for 35 years and came and retired here and spent the rest of his life in Swami's presence. Very fortunate to have brother with us here and share some of those beautiful memories that I'm sure he lives by every day. Welcome, Ravi Shankar.
My loving and grateful pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Beloved Bhagwan, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, standing here in the holy precincts of Prashantanilayam where Swami walks, as my brother before me told me, in the hot sand Swami used to walk here. I remember those days back in 1981, when I joined here as a first-year student. I was born and brought up in the U.S. in a Sai family. And we came to Swami in the early 60s. Yet, when I first joined here as a student in 1981, a whole new facet of Swami's divinity opened up for me. A facet of love and service. In front of Swami's Mahasamadhi, we see love all, serve all. And these are the two things that I recall, and I think I speak for my brothers here and sisters in the Institute when I say that love and service are the cornerstones of what Swami always talks about. When I first joined here in 1981, my parents were back in the U.S., but I felt I was at home. I was at home with Swami here. But Swami didn't leave it at that. That first 1 week when I was here with Swami, sitting in the veranda right there, and there were only about 150 students in those days, Swami would walk, spend 2 or 3 hours in the veranda. He would invariably come on each of the days of that week, that first week I was here, and ask me, "Did you have breakfast? Did you eat? Are you eating well? How is your health? Did you talk to your parents?" This was the divine mother and father who was inquiring about one student here. But that is the prema bandham that my brother was talking about. It is a heart-to-heart relationship between Bhagwan and his students. And I would say it's not restricted to the students. It is with all devotees at large. Whether it was the student who sat up front just before the opening of the 1990, the super specialty hospital here, he had a heart problem. "Swami," he said, "you take care of everything for me, please." And Swami said, "No, go to the hospital. You can be the first patient there." And so he said, "No, Swami, I want only you." Swami taught us surrender. And so Swami at that time, looking at that student, saying, "Swami, I want only you," he turned to all the top doctors there and said, "See, he doesn't want your medicine, he wants my medicine." And then Swami, in his inimitable way, waved his hand, and what did he produce? Create? Not vibhuti, but a packet of tablets. And he gave those tablets to that student and said, take one for 30 days, you'll be fine, just like a divine doctor. And so Swami took care of the students. Swami takes care of the students. Whether it's that student in Kodaikanal when we went in 1988 who was sick with a fever and staying upstairs in the bedroom, he couldn't come down. And we were all down there sitting for breakfast, and then Swami comes and asks, "Where is that boy? Why isn't he here?" Then somebody said, "Swami, he's got 104 fever." "Is it?" Then Swami turned quickly to ask for a cup of coffee, took some tablets of medicine, and walked up the stairs and gave it to that boy. What love of Bhagawan. thinking of Bhagavan's love, it is overwhelming. But it's not just love, it is he taught us how to pray. I remember there was a student who was praying to Swami with his hands like this. And Swami said, no, 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 put your hands here, near your heart. Prayer should come from the heart. So apart from giving us food, education, character building, he taught us how to pray. I recall an incident in 1985 during the 60th birthday celebrations, the run-up to the 60th birthday celebrations. This was in June. And Swami had allowed some of us, students in the MCOM class, and there were some engineers from the ashram, from the Central Trust. There were also some Sevadal, and we were a small group of people that Swami said allowed us to actually go to the villages in Satsai Taluk to conduct a socio-economic survey. So it was a great opportunity. Swami called us into the interview room, told us how we should go and ask the people what they wanted. We thought it's great. We created this big master plan, created a whole big plan of action, and that was supposed to be implemented in November during the birthday celebration, 60th birthday celebrations. So we went inside the interview room with the plan and we sat there, and Swami told us how to serve even. Apart from love, he told us how to serve. He told us, fold your hands, ask with humility what the people in the villages need. He told us, make sure you ask what they want, write it down, and don't come back without a list of what they want. And we thought, okay, Swami was wanting to certainly do something, but we didn't understand the importance of that statement. So then we went to the remotest parts of Satsai Taluk and went to the villages by road, by car, by bicycle, or by walk. Some villages were still remote and could not be accessible unless by walk. We went to these villages, and then as the people saw us, they thought we were politicians, and they all ran inside, closed the doors. Then when they found out we were coming from Swami's college, the doors flung open and they all came out in a stream. That is Swami's love. Swami is the one, we are the zero. He gives value. And so when we asked, what can we give you? Swami is asking us to get a list of items that you need. Is it a school? A hospital? Do you need a borewell? Do you need a temple? Do you know what their answer was? They said, we don't want anything. Swami has already given everything to us. That was contentment that they had. These were people living in huts with cow dung smeared on the floor to clean the huts as the flooring. And yet they said they don't need anything. They said in the last 30 years, this was in 1985, and they said in the last 30 years, Swami had come and visited us, or he had sent us an idol for the temple, or built a masjid for us, or built a school, or given us a borewell. Do we need anything else? Then we realized what Swami said. Make sure you get a list from them. And this is why. They would not give us a list. So we told them, please, we begged them, please give us a list. Otherwise we can't show our face in Prashanthi Nilayam again. So then they finally, with reluctance, they gave that. That taught us that whatever big plans we had, it wasn't us. It was Swami who was the doer. And so it is an opportunity for us to serve. The service will occur in spite of us or without us. Yet Bhagavan's words are truth and they will take place. There was another session that we had in the mid-90s after I went back to the U.S. We came back here as alumni. We worked in a village at a medical camp. And at the end of 8 to 9 hours of treating the patients, getting the doctors to treat the patients, looking after, feeding them, finally, as we were packing up to leave, a man came running. A very simple man, wearing a dhoti and a banyan, and he came running, and we thought he was a patient. Then we asked him, can we help you? He said, no, 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 I was working in the fields. He was a day laborer. He said, I was working in the fields, and I heard Swami's students are here. And so he came running, and he proudly showed his badge. And this was a badge to enter the super specialty hospital here. And what was the situation there? His wife was currently in the hospital. She just had surgery, open heart surgery. He went there one evening to see her after the surgery, saw the Sevadal, how they were treating so nicely his wife, how the food was being given to her, and the doctor is taking care of her. He said, I don't even need to be here. I'm going back. And he hadn't set foot in the hospital in the past 10 days, letting her recover there, because she was well taken care of by Swami. And that man made one statement that shook us. He said, if it wasn't for Swami, we would be dead. And we felt, oh my God, this is Swami's love. Swami gave hospitals, water, everything to these people just so he could alleviate their thirst, their hunger, and their need for medical attention. This is Bhagawan's love. And so it taught us how to serve, that we, again, an opportunity for us to serve rather than us being the doers. Bhagawan is the doer. Swami also not only taught us how to serve, but he used to teach us the highest truths in very simple ways. And I recall an incident I think it was 1989, when some of us teachers and students who had not gone home for vacation, a lot of students would never go home for vacation. They would always stay waiting for that coveted opportunity with Swami. So we had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam from Vrindavan, and there were about 60 of us, and Swami, in his love, called us into the interview room. And we were sitting inside the interview room, all of us jammed in there, and as you know, it always expands, I think. And so we're all in there. And in those days, Swami blessed me with the opportunity to take pictures. So I had my camera ready. As Swami walked into the room, he gently glided in, turned the switch on for the light and the fan, as he always did, and then turned around and lifted up his hand and asked the students, what is in this hand? And then all the students with one voice said, Swami, everything. And then Swami was very happy. He said, yes. Very good answer, very good answer. Then he waved his hand, and it was an awe-inspiring moment. He waved his hand in his inimitable way and created a huge diamond. It was the size of an ice cream cone, I would say, and a scoop of ice cream. It was huge, and Swami held it in his hand like this. And there was a flash at that time. It was almost like the world was falling away, and Swami was, you know, the divine Swami was there. And then he asked, what is the value of this? Everybody said, Swami, it's priceless. Swami said, yes, but who gives it value? Everybody kept quiet. Then Swami said, it is man that gives it value. So don't look at these objects. Look at the divinity in man. This is the truth that Swami teaches us in such profound ways. Swami is the center of our lives. He gives us everything. He teaches us everything. The character building that Swami has taught the students stands us in good stead wherever we go. The opportunities to serve teaches so much and enriches ourselves. There was another instance I recall when I think about how Swami is the center of our lives. In Vrindavan, the third year students had finished their exams, and before leaving, the protocol was Swami would take photos, individual photos with the students. So I had my camera ready. In the olden days, it was all cameras with film. It wasn't the digital type. So I had about 10 rolls of film, 50 sets of batteries, two or three flashes, and cameras ready. And so all the students prayed to Swami, and Swami said, okay, yes, I'll take pictures. Then he asked, hey, Ravi Shankar, ekkada nunchundam, photos ke, ekkada baaguntundi? I said, Swami, Meera Chappali, I wouldn't dare tell Swami where to stand. Then Swami said, okay, let's stand here. And he found a beautiful spot. Swami in his orange robe on the green grass, it's a sight to behold. And so Swami stood there. And then all the students lined up very quickly, and they kept a very nice order. And then Swami said, okay, let's take pictures. And so one by one, a student would come, stand next to Swami, and take the picture, move on. So there were two or three of us photographers taking the pictures. This went on for 5 minutes. Students would come, take a picture, go. come, go, come, go. And then Swami suddenly said, stop, stop, stop. We then thought, I hope we didn't do any transgression here. We don't want to waste Swami's precious time. Then Swami said, do you all notice what's going on here? We all kept silent. Then Swami said, see, Swami is standing here. Everybody is coming, going, coming, going. Divinity is the only truth. Everything else is transient, coming and going. Brothers and sisters, who else but Swami can teach us these fantastic truths in such simple ways? I come from a Vedic family. Unfortunately, I don't know Sanskrit. And Swami also said that. Chi chi chi, adukura telidu neeku. But people like me, this is a simple truth that Swami taught us in such a very simple way, such a high truth. I would like to end very quickly with an episode in Kodaikanal. It was 1988, and Swami had taken the MBA students and also all the teachers from Vrindavan to Kodaikanal. Brother Vednarayan was there, I remember. And we had spent 30 magnificent days with Bhagawan. Breakfast, lunch, tea, dinner with Swami. Darshan, Sparshan, Sambhashan, it was fantastic. Swami, the creations that Swami did, the stories that he told, it was fantastic. We would never want to leave that. It was truly heaven on earth. And after those 30 days, Swami finally said, okay, this morning we're all leaving. He told all the students, get in the bus and go back to Vrindavan. I'm going to go to Madurai. I have to open a temple there, a samiti there. So I'll go in my car, you all go back. All the students would not get in the bus. Now, students are not in the habit of disobeying Swami. Yet, when you're leaving the Lord, when you're leaving Vaikuntha with the Lord, who would want to leave? And so they all stood there, and there were tears in everybody's eyes. And Swami got in the car, his red Benz, and started moving. And he started waving. And all the students stood there, didn't move. Then Swami, in his compassion, he felt that genuine yearning for Bhagawan. And so he stopped the car, got down, walked over. He didn't have any chappals on at that time. There were stones everywhere. Yet he walked over, came to all the students, and he held everybody's hands and said, Bangaru, don't worry. I'm always with you. Whenever you feel that you're missing Swami, close your eyes. Think of those experiences with Bhagawan. And I am there with you, he said. And with such conviction that we felt, yes, Swami, we can leave now. You're always there with us. We knew that he's always there. Yet, in his compassion, he came and gave us that blessing. Brothers and sisters, I feel that Bhagawan has given us his precious pearls of love and service. We cannot let them slip from our hands. I recall many, many birthdays, Swami would, in his speeches, say, I don't need anything from any of you. All I need is that you put into practice each one, just one of my teachings. So Bhagawan, please give me the strength to put into practice just one of your teachings and redeem myself. Jai Sai Ram.
చల్లనైన తల్లి వడలో బిడ్డలు చేరు విధముగా చుట్టి చుట్టి పక్షులెల్ల చెట్టు చేరు రీతిగా మీ సన్నిధిని ఈ పుణ్యభూమి భక్తిని చేరుకున్నాము. కరుణాసాగరా, మిమ్ము తలంచి సన్నుతించే ఈ భాగ్యము మా జన్మ జన్మల పుణ్యఫలము. కోటి తల్లుల ప్రేమ మాపై కురిపించిన తల్లితో ఈ బిడ్డలు పంచుకునే ఈ బంధము ప్రేమబంధమై మా జీవితాలకు ఒక అందాన్ని, అంతులేని ఆనందాన్ని కలిగించినది స్వామి. ప్రేమకు ప్రతిరూపమై నిలిచిన మీ దివ్య మంగళ స్వరూపాన్ని భద్రంగా మా గుండెల్లో దాచుకొని మీ ఆస్తి మీ పిల్లలేనని జగతికి ప్రేమతో నిరూపిస్తాం స్వామి. మా ఇంట వెంట కంట జంటనే ఉండి మమ్ము నడిపించే మా అంతర్యామికి మా బంగారు స్వామి పాదాల చెంతకు చేరిన మేము ఇక్కడకు రావాలని ఉన్నా రాలేకపోయినా మీ పిల్లలందరి ప్రేమను సమర్పిస్తున్నాము స్వామి. అందుకోండి మా హృదయాంజలి మా ప్రేమాంజలి.
Thank you. Ocean of love, we will. प्राण हो
हमारे प्राण
Beloved Swami, the alumni composed and compiled their interactions with you into a book form called Prema Bandham. It was an effort that started in February of this year. Over the last 5 months, a team of Swami students put together very intimate interactions between Swami and the students, direct experiences. The uniqueness of this book is that not only the students, but students, spouses, kids, and parents, everyone were part of the articles. Swami has touched everyone, not only the students, but all the family members, and all their experiences have been compiled, and we would like to offer this at your lotus feet, Swami.
Bye. जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।